Director Jerry Williams is either very lucky or very good. Maybe a little mix of both, but his return to directing theater after a 40-year hiatus, Paul Rudnick's regrets only, is sophisticated, thoughtful, and most especially hilarious. He managed to get an amazing ensemble together, and even though most of this cast had not worked with each other previously, they performed like they'd been together for years. The timing was impeccable, and the lines delivered with explosive precision. Regrets Only, which is the opening salvo in Richmond Triangle Players' 20th season, is by the author of The New Century, The Most Fabulous Story Ever Told, I Hate Hamlet, and Jeffrey, all of which are very solid, very funny plays. Here he has crafted a production that is reminiscent of a great Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant comedy. How funny is the show, you may ask? Well, if the actors had held for all the laughs the script provides, the show would have been twice as long. The trifecta of lead actors, Joe Pabst as world-famous designer Hank Hadley, Melissa Johnston Price as socialite Tibby McCullough, and Michael Hawke as famous conservative lawyer Jack McCullough, are at the absolute top of their game. I've been trying to remember these three working together in the past and have failed to come up with anything they have done together. No matter, they have amazing chemistry and each perfectly set up the others in order to maximize the laughs. Liz Blake White, who is no slouch herself, is Spencer McCullough, daughter, lawyer, and recently engaged. White has several comedic moments, especially during the second act, but more about that in a minute. Jacqueline O'Connor is delightful as Myra Kesselman, the only white Jewish maid in New York City. During the first act, she continually reinvents herself as Irish, Cockney, Russian, and a few other nationalities, and each one wrings more laughs. Donna Van Winkle is White's grandmother, a more mature, in years anyway, socialite who attacks the stage decked out in one of the greatest costumes ever assembled on a Richmond stage. The plot revolves around the friendship of the three leads and the toll that a hasty decision makes on their relationship. Hawke is offered an opportunity to write a constitutional amendment that bans same-sex marriage. This does not sit well with his best friend, who is openly gay, and who decides to fight in memory of his recently passed lover. A strike is called by all gay people in the country, and immediately the nation comes to a standstill. Hilarity ensues, but also a little lesson in tolerance. Sometimes you just have to use the Lysistrata method to get your point across. Technically, this is a feast for the eyes. David Allen Ballas has said as a glorious Manhattan penthouse, I wish that it was my living room. D. Mark Souza puts up some of the best costumes I've seen. The gowns are striking, and even the outfits that are used for laughs are over the top. Kudos for the wigs as well. Andrew Bonnewell's lights are good, even if they are a little simple. They serve the world of the play well. Yeah, Jerry Williams is both good and lucky. Regrets Only is a delight from opening to the last bow. Put this one down in the must-see column. You won't regret it. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.